Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Jody Van Hulzen with the Marion County Public Health Department to discuss a new polio-like virus which is going around. A lot of concern about a new form of virus which is going around. Viruses, of course, have been a habitual problem, something you deal with on a regular basis. But this one is somewhat similar to the polio virus, and that in itself is problematic because a lot of people believe that polio was wiped out. This one is similar, but there are probably some key differences, right?
Definitely. It's definitely not polio, not a polio virus. It's polio-like. It's called acute flaccid myelitis. Acute meaning fast onset, flaccid meaning weakness of the muscle, and myelitis is just an inflammation of the spinal cord. So it mimics some of the diseases caused by other viruses, such as a polio virus, some adenoviruses, enteroviruses, West Nile virus. So the CDC has not come up with a verified cause yet for this illness. It's very rare. Signs and symptoms of this virus include sudden onset to the of weakness to the arm or legs. Some people will have neck stiffness, eye drooping, facial droop, difficulty swallowing, slurred speech, and it mainly affects kiddos. And I think that's why everybody's getting real excited. So far in 2018, the CDC has confirmed 72 cases of acute flaccid myelitis in 24 states. And the Iowa Department of Public Health has received 2 cases in the state of Iowa this year. And both cases were children. One was in western Iowa, and it's still being investigated. And the other one was in central Iowa. You know, like I said, the signs and symptoms, it's not a paralytic disease, but it's a muscle weakness. It's similar to polio, but it's not polio. But the main thing we want to make sure is that people, they get those vaccines to make sure that they're not getting any viruses. We want them to wash their hands thoroughly so they're not picking up viruses from other people. For more information about AFM or acute flaccid myelitis, you can visit our website at marionph.org, or you can visit the CDC or the Iowa Department of Public Health website as well.
There are certainly a lot of viruses you have to deal with, and there's also the problem of people who are actively opposed to vaccine. Although much of the research into that supporting the anti-vaccine movement has been disproven, there's still many out there who openly discourage that and actively refuse to vaccinate their children. Could this pose a risk to other children who may not have been vaccinated yet, but whose parents fully intend to do so?
You know, any disease out there that, you know, poses a risk, whether it's the flu, the measles, or whether it's this one. But the CDC has said they don't think that the acute flaccid myelitis is communicable from person to person. It's picked up through another bug. So we want to make sure that you are getting your vaccinations. And I understand that some people oppose that, and that's totally their right. But we get our vaccinations to protect the very young and the very old in our community, in addition to ourselves, of course. You know, I know that if I pick up a bug, I can probably fight that off because I'm fairly young. But the person that I go to see in the home that may be 80 years old might not be able to fight that off. So when I get the vaccines that are recommended, I'm protecting those out in the community that I come into contact with, and my family and my neighbors, all that good stuff. So we want to make sure that you do get your vaccinations and you wash your hands. I can't say it enough. People they take it for granted, but that is the most effective way of preventing illness and disease is by washing your hands, and you got to do it for 20 seconds. And that's, if you don't want to count to 20, sing the happy birthday song twice. Sing the ABC song once through. And that's going to get rid of most of those germs. You want to use soap and water. Hand sanitizer is great, but it doesn't kill those bugs that cause a diarrheal illness. So you still want to wash later on with soap and water. Don't just depend on that hand sanitizer. Back to the AFM or the acute flaccid myelitis. What we know is that this particular bug has been causing illness since 2014. It is rare, but most patients are children. The symptoms are similar, like I said, to complications of infections with other certain viruses that we just talked about, like poliovirus, enteroviruses, adenovirus, West Nile virus. And all of the cases that the CDC has tested for acute febrile myelitis has been negative for poliovirus. But the CDC has said that it's not caused person to person. So it's caused from other viruses coming in is what they think. It could be some environmental things as well, is what they've said, and some heredity things.
Thanks to Jody Van Hulzen for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.